But you know, my first job in radio was with Bray, out of the Adelaide studios. You were working out of home, Bray.
I was.
I'm not sure why.
I was.
Set up there.
Yes. Amanda Blair.
Yeah, that's it. Down in the study. And then, of course, the cage used to regularly
used
come
to
on
do
to the cage.
But this is all before phone box and stuff. So JB used to join the show at whatever time it was.
Seven.
Whenever he wanted.
Pretty much was the vibe I was getting.
Exactly.
I was pretty new to radio and just thought I would like to be like that guy.
I want his
who's
job.
Working from home starting at seven. Yeah. And there was no phone box or anything like that, which is our systems in here. And the anchor would say to JB, it's Mark in Pooraka or wherever it was.
That's it, Pooraka.
And then JB just pipe up from down the line, g'day, Mark, Pooraka, what have you got for us this morning, mate? Like, this bloke has cracked
How good.
You know what happened there?
This bloke's cracked the car.
This is 100% true. I was brought to Melbourne to do a breakfast show that lasted a minute.
Cool.
And
what
then,
was that called?
I don't even know. But anyway, it lasted a minute, was no good, got the arse. But I was on a 3-year contract on pretty good coin to do breakfast radio.
Then you went back to Adelaide
Well, I was doing it from Adelaide and then flying over here and doing a couple of days a week.
Right. So but you were already the king of Adelaide when I got there, Bray, because you were doing I think you were reading the Nine Sport
as
well.
Yeah, that would be right.
Long days.
So we got bulleted. And I had a deal. So the boss came to me at the time and said, I've got some news for you. It's all bad. The show's gone, so are you. And I said, well, that's all fine, but I've got this thing in my hand here for 3 years. So anyway, he said, all right, we'll get you doing sport and a few other things and we'll bring your money back a little bit, but you'll stay involved.
Yeah.
Anyway, set you up in the study.
Well, then about 3 months later, they came back and said, oh, we want you to do the show again.
In Melbourne. And that became the cage.
So that's Shangri-La, because when you've been bulleted and then suddenly they need you again, you hold every card.
Yeah, well, we'll go back to the table. I'm sure we can work this out.
So that's how that all happened.
So that's why he started at seven.
But you were a big part of the cage. It was an ensemble cast.
I loved doing
the
cage.
All the time.
I mean, talk about take your foot off the gas. There was 14 people in that studio. You're lucky to get a word.
That's it.
You just sit there and it was Tim Smith, yourself, guys like Matt Parkinson,
Matt Quatermain,
Bridget Duclos.
Bridge was there. Bill, it was the best thing to do ever.
Right.
Because if you didn't have anything, you just shut up and let everyone else go.
You remember Fitz? Bill used to work here.
Yeah.
Fitz was there.
He was there.
Right, he was running
the show.
He was
on air, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Yeah. He's good.
He's no longer with us.
No. Another one falling by the
another
wayside.
Another one bites the dust in the business that is.
So make sure you're listening 6 to 9. Everyone does. Marty Sheargold Show,
Thank you, of course.
Listener app. And have you been paying attention tonight?
8:40.
Up for a Logie, of course. So if you win, are you
Well, their Fisk is up for a Logie as well. Yes. There's a common theme here that no one's talking about, JB.
Kitty Funnigan.
Yeah, nice rap.
Rabs has come.
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh, play the song, Rabs.
Creepers. Good to see you, mate.